fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. I'm here one more day with my good friend, John Kazanjian. Been interviewing John this week and really sharing some story together about our journey as disciples. And mainly because each one of you, kind of no matter where you are today, listening to this program, each one of you is personally called by Christ to become his follower, to become his disciple. And that means a lot. There's a lot to that. It's an exciting thing. But I think for many people, many Catholics included, the idea of what it means to be a disciple is a little bit confusing. They don't quite understand what it all means. Mm-hmm. And really had John on the program this week to just kind of talk about how that whole reality and becoming a follower of Christ in the church, how it has unfolded over time in him, and that important things like Jesus overall wants to do the same thing in all of us at one level. What does that mean? He's going to take us deeper in a relationship with him, deeper prayer, deeper engagement of sacraments. He's going to take us deeper into communion and community and sharing him with other people and walking together as the family of God. And then he's going to take us deeper into mission, engaging his mission. And we talked about how with married folks that happens fundamentally in family, but not just there. It's meant to be, the family is meant to be a place where people come and go, and the gospel and the mission of the Lord goes in and out. And John shared a lot about his own experience. So I'd encourage you, if you haven't heard the program this week, I think this is very practical, very applicable to your life. I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them on the computer, download them, put them on whatever device you use to listen to them at your leisure. I think you'll find some real light and encouragement in our conversations this week. So welcome back, John.
Thanks, Peter. I know we just have one day here, and there is a lot I would want to say about this last topic, so I really hope we get to it.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about that. So how the Lord gradually took you deeper and deeper into mission beyond your home.
Yeah, so as we ended the last show, I said that you had given me this call in 99, invited me to go with Ralph to Turkey on a mission trip. I thought I was pretty much going to carry his bags and make sure he got home, use my language skills to help him get around, make sure he didn't get in trouble, get home safely, and never have to go back to Turkey again. End of story. But while we were there, God started using me because Ralph would give talks, and then he would give me an opportunity to share my testimony. And every time I did, it was pretty effective. People were being touched. They would come up to receive prayer after the talks.
Much
to my surprise. And in fact, at the end of our 10 days there, it was one of the last nights, he said to me, John, does God use you like this back at home? And I said, no. And he said, I think you're supposed to come back here. And I did not want to hear that. But he said, go home and pray and just give the Lord permission. I did that. And then I found myself getting used more by God in those types of opportunities. But the key was, I started to identify some stuff that was going on inside of me that I hadn't previously identified. And when I got back, I shared that with some good brothers and sisters that you know. And they said, John, I think you should go and get this book called Unbound. I think you should read it. And then why don't you go to a conference? Neil Lozano wrote the book. He's a good Catholic guy from Philly. Go and read the book. I read the book and really read it carefully, slowly. And I started to see that a lot of the information in there had direct application in my life. Mainly, I saw that my issues were like anger, bitterness, resentment, hatred, fear.
And in relationship to,
Turkey. But okay. Then I kind of saw that, you know, these things were really kind of applicable in my life.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just Turkey.
Yeah.
So what I decided to do was start applying what Neil calls these keys to my life. The key of repenting and believing the good news, key number one, which I had always been doing, but I had never done it in the context of these issues.
Yeah.
Then forgiving. Who were the people in my life that really led me to not want to forgive or kind of taught me the way of life that I had kind of learned internally that were preventing me from being the man that God wanted me to be? Who did I need to forgive? That was key two. Then the third key was taking authority over those enemies, being able to name them, being able to say in the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of hatred. I renounce the spirit of racism. I renounce the spirit of fear, and doing it in the name of Jesus. That was the third key. And then the fourth key, taking authority. And that's just simply saying, as Christ taught us, and being able to say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over all these things that I've named, and I command them to leave me. And then finally, giving thanks to God and praying for him to reveal more deeply in me the truth about who I am and what he made me for, my identity and my destiny, things you've talked about a lot recently on your shows. So putting these five keys together, I started applying them to my life regularly, and I started to change. And the main thing I started to see change was really getting free of fear. The other things I felt like, yeah, those were kind of operative in my life, and I felt like the Lord was helping me. And for really 5 years, I just started applying these keys to my life. Mm-hmm. I continued to do the mission trips that I was invited on, primarily to Turkey. I was going about a couple of times a year. God was using us there, and I thought, this is terrific. This is great. And then I started to teach those keys and share those keys with other people, and that's really what launched me. I mean, that was kind of like the roadmap that the Lord gave me to share the gospel, to build my confidence, to get to know that I could actually go out there and do something that I knew I had always had in me from my youngest days. Mm-hmm. I knew even when I was 19 and gave my life to the Lord that God had put something in me to share the gospel publicly. And I know everybody doesn't have that, but I can really look back and say, I need to learn how to do this. I needed to learn how to do it by listening to people and almost just imitating them. I wouldn't even say almost, but just imitating them as they were imitating Christ.
Yeah. And in the kind of the theme this week we've been talking about, what does it mean to become a follower, a disciple of Jesus, and that road to discipleship?
Right.
Trying to put some wheels on or some concrete stories about what it looks like. And mm-hmm. So here's another example. Even in the area of the five keys and the unbound material, it's like, here's a tool the Lord kind of brought to your attention to say, how can I bring all of my life, my interior life, my wounds, my resentments, my pain, how can I bring all of that under the Lordship of Jesus Christ? And to say, well, part of it is, and what you learn through that is, I'm in the Lord, I'm going to take authority over things in my life that have kind of enslaved me,
right.
Things that I've opened myself up to that have damaged, things that have been done to me, just whatever it is.
That's right.
There's wounds in me. Remember years ago, someone said, you know, that demons who are our fundamental enemies, they're like rats. They cling to garbage.
Yeah.
And the garbage that we have inside us, we don't talk to anybody about. Or sometimes even in the case of forgiveness, I want to ask you this, John. You know, the one of the key points, was it number two or number three?
Number two.
Was both extending and receiving forgiveness, kind of dealing with that whole area. And boy, we've seen in our work in the last 30 years, all over the world, doesn't matter whether it's China, Africa, whatever it is,
right.
Human beings are all the same. And one of the things that is a huge obstacle from growing in the Lord is forgiveness, is the willingness to forgive.
Right.
And it's so easy to say, no, not this issue. I've been hurt. Someone's taken advantage of me.
Right. You've got to be kidding.
Yeah, I am not going to forgive. And I don't want to forgive that person because I don't want that person to be free. I want that person to know what they've done to me. And I'm going to deal out some sort of passive-aggressive vengeance or whatever it is.
Sure.
And we don't want to let it go. But people don't see. That'll kill you.
It will.
That will absolutely. Could you say a little bit more of that or your experience?
Peter, it
or...
can work so many ways. Sometimes people know the person that's hurt them and doesn't want to forgive. Sometimes they don't think about it. They don't want to remember it. They try and erase it from their memory. It won't go away. Some people, it's like they feel like they've already done it. They don't need to do it anymore. It's all done. I forgave once. That's it. Don't ask me to do it again. There's so many ways in which we play mind games with ourselves to convince ourselves that we have completed our work of forgiveness or we can't forgive. I've got a talk that I give, 15 reasons why I excuse myself from forgiving. I think I've heard all of them, but more importantly, I think I've used all of them myself, because the more I teach about them, the more I say, yeah, you've actually done that too, John.
Before I forget, if somebody was listening today or this week and said, man, I'd like to get in touch with that guy.
Yeah,
or
great.
I'd like to learn something about what he's written or what he's doing.
Yeah.
How can people
reach
you?
Yeah, so you should go to heartofthefather.com. That's Neil Lozano's website. You can see all the information about Unbound. And if you want to look up and see what Michelle and I are doing, if you go to St. Thomas the Apostle in Ann Arbor, Michelle has an office there that has been graciously given to us. And so they've been supporting our work, and they've got a website there. If you go to the St. Thomas website. You can look for the Unbound word right there on their homepage. It'll show you conferences that we're doing in the future and ways in which you can get prayer, especially if you're in Southeast Michigan. We've trained up, I think, over 100 Unbound prayer ministers. We have prayer going on pretty much every day of the week, morning, afternoon, and evening. So you can just follow us right there.
Yeah, oh, that's great. So what began with a yes 30 years ago or whatever,
right,
a decision to say, Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to respond to your call and to put you at the center of my life, has led you to the point now you've got your grandpa. You're still running your business, which
right,
has been quite successful
right,
in many ways. But the way it's all worked out is the Lord has allowed you, as you've been faithfully trying to walk the life as a father, as a husband and the rest, you've come to the point where the Lord has opened up more and more for you in the whole area of mission and discovered mm-hmm, more even beyond the domestic church
right,
and beyond the workforce that God had more in store for
yeah,
you. And
Peter, one of the things I felt like the Lord was telling me before I came today was that every baptized Catholic out there has eyes to see, especially people that are listening to this show. And if you have eyes to see, you can recognize what's happening all around you. The habit patterns that people are leading, the lives that they're leading, the isolation, the hopelessness, the depression. What's our message? Our message is the kingdom of God is near. Mm-hmm. Repent and believe the good news. Mm-hmm. Jesus has come to save the world. He is the one chance everyone has. What we need to learn as Catholics is how do we present Jesus? How can we talk about him? How can we talk about his life? How can we tell people the message of salvation? We need to learn it. Mm-hmm. What Unbound gave to me was a roadmap for learning it, for teaching it, for presenting it, now to the point that just in the last year, I mean, this timid, afraid, lacking confidence guy, all of a sudden, in the last year, I've gone to Northern Alaska, Cameroon, India, Tanzania, Turkey, and I'm sure other places I'm forgetting right now, yeah, just in the last year. Mm-hmm. And I go out there and I'm traveling all these miles and I'm speaking to priests, to bishops, to lay people. I don't have a degree in theology or philosophy. I don't. But what God has taught me, what he's used me, what he's just the person who I am, he's using that guy. Why? Because I've learned to present the message of the gospel in a way that people are willing to hear it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that that's what everybody has to do, but I'm saying what everybody needs to do is give God permission and to move the things that are obstacles in your life out of the way so that God can bring you into the person that he fully wants you to be. And an amazing vehicle for doing that is Unbound.
Yeah, it's good. And I think so many ways you're saying that you give Jesus a blank check. You say, I want to go all in with you, Lord. I want to become everything you made me to be.
Amen.
Lord, you have a dream for my life, and that's the one I want. And I'm willing to put aside my dreams and all that. I want to follow you because you're the best thing I could ever have. You're the most trustworthy person I've ever known. God bless you, John. Time went so fast. Thanks for being here this week.
Love it.
God bless you, friends. Have a great weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.